This week on the Community Campfires Musical Sesh, I'm sitting in with Mitch Elliott.
Hey, John, how's it going?
And Mike Rogers.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For those of you that don't know who you are, I've known you for, probably 15 years now, and you've been around playing music and having fun. Tell the audience out there a little bit about your journey here in Park City.
I'm from the East Coast. I'm from Boston originally. And I went to school at Wesleyan University in Connecticut, studied music and film there. I got an internship with a friend in New York City, and I met Robert Redford. And he was looking for interns at the Sundance Institute. This is back in 1999, so I've been here, 27 years? It's been a ride, for sure.
Wow.
So, yeah, I moved out. I think Robert Redford told me to move to Park City because if I moved to Heber or Provo, which is in between the Institute, I could sneeze and get a girl pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his exact words. So, rest in peace, Bob. Basically was working there, and I had a job working at Deer Valley in the Olympic Sports Park. Like everybody, you work on the mountains to get a ski pass. And then I eventually ended up, you know, bartending and doing all kinds of different things, playing music all the time. My friend Dynamite Dom Lundson, and working down there, and he heard me play the piano, and he stopped me from bartending and serving, and he asked me to play at his restaurant. And so moved on up, helped build the Prime Steak Piano Bar. I helped start the Tabernacle Social Club in Salt Lake, which is another dueling piano show that started just after the Olympics. And that's still going strong down in Salt Lake. Helped get the dueling piano show going over at the Spur Bar and Grill, played at Harry O's and the Marquee now, I guess. Currently, I'm working with my old celebrity piano player, Rich Wyman.
Yeah, we've had Rich on the show a few times. It's always good to see him. So, style-wise, what would you consider your style of music?
Gosh, you know, in my bands, we do a lot of jam band kind of stuff. I'm a multi-instrumentalist, and so I do play guitar and mandolin, and I'm actually working with Dana Williams and Silver King. Yeah, we've got a pretty good thing going. I'm playing a little mandolin for that group as well, and I'm a vintage organ collector, so I do a lot of Hammond organs.
Really?
Yep. If anybody's looking for a Hammond organ with Leslie speaker, I'm the guy to come to.
So you play all these different instruments, but it sounds like the piano is kind of your bread and butter instrument. Is that right?
That's correct. I grew up, I was classically trained as a kid, competing in competitions and that kind of stuff. And then I worked my way into doing all request piano shows and all of that. And so from the Elton John to the Billy Joel stuff, and then all the bands I played, big fan of the Grateful Dead and the Allman Brothers. And I worked with Twiddle for a long time, John Popper, and that whole crew of music. So Horde Festival kind of stuff.
Yeah.
If you guys remember the Horde Festival.
Yeah. For our listeners out there who have never seen a dueling piano show, can you explain what it is, what people should expect on a dueling piano show, and why do you love it? It sounds like you've done it a lot.
I have. I've trained a lot of other piano players to do the show. You have to be able to play any song that somebody requests. You usually ask for an artist, and they usually tip us for a song. And so what happens is we take a bunch of requests and do a lot of entertaining bits to celebrate people's birthdays or anniversaries or, you know, weddings and bachelorette parties and bachelor parties, stuff like that. You're allowed to stop any song. So,
really?
So if you're in the crowd and you do not like one of the songs that somebody has requested, you just have to tip $1 more than the original requester.
The money talks.
The money talks. Yep. We're musical prostitutes for sure. So we will stop playing that song and start playing the song for the new requester. And if you don't like that, you can tip us more money and we will continue to play the other song.
It sounds like you could get into some really epic battles between the people that like one song or the other.
Yeah, you know what? It was really interesting. I played down in Las Vegas. We had this older couple that came in. They probably had a little bit too much of grandpa's cough medicine. The wife wanted to hear Grease Lightning, and she tipped us $100 to play it, and the husband wanted to hear Piano Man. And they kept throwing hundreds of dollars to stop each other's song and start the other one. And I think we made probably $2,000 or $3,000 and
just finished, on that one song.
And finished both songs, you know, between the two piano players.
Well, let's hear one of your original songs so that we don't have to out tip to say we don't want to hear this. What's something you can play for us?
This next one's called Beautiful Life.
All right, Beautiful Life right here on the Community Campfire.
All right. stairs and down the hall, hangs a photo on the wall. Her beauty reflects back to me about 20 years or so. I see in a woman's eyes beauty without disguise. And I wonder, where did she go? And I wonder, how did she go? And I wonder, how life let her know. Up the stairs and down the hall, hangs a photo on the wall. Reflects back to me about 20 years or so. I see the lines of age, beauty that can't erase. And I wonder, where did she go? And I wonder, how life let her know. And I wonder, you.
A little piano for you there.
Yeah. I'm wondering who she is, man.
Yeah, right?
If you're just tuning in, we're sitting down with Mike Rogers here on the Community Campfires musical sesh this week. Tell us a little bit more about
the groups that I've played with?
Yeah.
Well, so one of the epic Park City bands that has been here for 30 years is Mud Puddle.
Okay.
Yep.
With Cole Hobbs and Marty Klein and Phil Dean and various members. And I've played with them for, 22, 23 years of those 30 years. You should definitely come check us out. It's a brilliant band.
And so you're a longtime local, came here whisked away by Robert Redford, and you landed here in Park City, and you've been playing a ton of music. How have things changed from when you got here to now in terms of the music scene?
I mean, the idea originally for that, Mountain Town Music coming in, whole scene, was to have live music all summer long, 7 days a week, somewhere outside in Park City. That was the dream. You know, we have stages all over Park City and all of the resorts in the Wasatch. And so Brian Richards really is doing phenomenal music job with that. You know, it's a space for musicians to get on schedule and get started. So we've got a great music scene here. As a working professional, the bar owners, they'll give you a good pay if you you're experienced and you put on a good show.
Yeah, definitely, especially with a dueling piano that seems so interactive with people. People love that. Pure entertainer, right there.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the details if we wanted to keep following you dueling your pianos?
Right now, Rich Wyman and I got hired over at the Velvet Room, and we are on Sunday nights, and we try and do an earlier show. It starts at 8. Rich and I play from 8 to about 11 o'clock at night. It's all request, and it's the Velvet Room, which is below the cabin. And Bryce has made a wonderful venue out of that space. It's a great place to come relax on a Sunday afternoon and request your favorite songs. I do have a couple other bigger gigs coming up. The 3rd of April, I will be up in Whitefish, Montana. I'm performing with a guy who's just releasing his album out of Nashville. His name is Aaron Rose. He's a phenomenal singer-songwriter, kind of a country vibe.
Okay.
But the headliner of that is DJ Logic. It's called Project Logic, and it'll be with John Popper from the Blues Travelers.
That's awesome.
Come check us out.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a really fun gig, man. Before we get into your last song of the day, it sounds like you started playing music at a very early age. When did you start songwriting, and how has your songwriting progressed?
It's been an interesting ride because playing dueling pianos, you end up knowing, I mean, I probably have 5,000 songs in my head. And I mean, I have the lyrics usually in front of me, but I probably have 1,300 songs memorized.
Just off the dome,
yeah. You can just throw it at me. So when I start writing music, it's really difficult because somebody else's melody jumps in my head. I think 75% of my rhetoric is lyrics of other people's, you know, that kind of thing. So writing new music is kind of an interesting thing. And after COVID happened, everything shut down, and I actually found a recording studio that was vacant in Sunset Beach, North Carolina. And I started the Free Spirit Conservatory of the Arts. And it was basically a school of the arts. We did performing arts for kids and improv. John, I was going to say we should get the improv comedy act together.
So for those of you out there that didn't get to see comedy when we did it, Mike Rogers was one of our piano players. So Mike got his improv chops.
Yeah, exactly.
Us.
So we were teaching that out in North Carolina, and it had a beautiful 4,000 square foot recording studio that I ended up having my friend Paul Wolf, who is Jim Messina's sound guy. I think he did Prince and a whole bunch of other people. He's the guy who invented the flanger, which is a guitar pedal that gives it kind of a unique sound. But he developed and built me a custom analog immersive console on our board, 48-channel console that was fully immersive. 7 surround speakers, 4 on the top, and then 1 subwoofer. And so we started songwriting workshops. I had my friend Rick Gerber. I don't know if you know Rick. He's another local celebrity.
Yep, we've had him on the show as well.
Okay. Yeah. Rick is a brilliant songwriter, and I had him come out and play. And we did live concerts in the recording studio. We did the Beatles' Abbey Road in entirety with their exact microphones that they used in Abbey Road, and we did it note for note. And Rick would come out and teach how to songwrite and develop people's ideas, and he gained a lot of relationships like that. There's a group of songwriters, my friend Nancy Kelly. She's another amazing songwriter. She actually was the lyricist for the last song.
Okay, well, I think that might be the perfect transition point. Yeah. What is this last song that you're going to play for us here on the Community Campfire today?
This one's called Anything at All. I wrote this one at a songwriting camp during Sundance in 2018. Anything at All. You got to join in. So you're going to be my backup singers for this next one.
Okay. All right. Anything for you.
It was years ago the first time we got past this. For a while, we were walking on a cloud. Waiting for this coming sadness made the sky give out. We could have been anything at all, but all of these hours turned into years and cast my shadow on the wall. We could have been anything at all, but here we are. Rent was hard when we first got to Park City, but our energy was currency enough. Was a boredom, fear, or change that grew within me, that swallowed up our love, that swallowed up our love. We could have been anything at all. Turned into years and cast my shadow on the wall. We could have been anything at all. Here we are now. understand what you were trying to say before. I think I understand why you were screaming on the inside. I think I understand what you were trying to say before. I think I understand why you were screaming on the inside. Could have been anything at all.
Come on, join me.
Could have been anything at all.
Nice.
Could have been anything at all.
One more time.
I think I understand what you're trying to say before.
Could have been.
I think I understand why you were screaming on the inside. Could have been anything at all. But here we are.
Sound great.
Thank you. Mike Rotch.
Little round on the end there.
Thanks so much for joining the Community Campfire.
Thank you so much for having me.